Okay, so today is the second of May. Oh, third is here. Oh, so far though. Oh yeah, Thursday, 3rd of May, yeah? 3rd of May, 2018, yeah? Thursday class, we are at Brother Theo and Sister Padma Suri's house. Yeah? We will now get ready for Puja Chanting. Let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, then mindfully we shall proceed with the Puja Chanting. Namo Bansi Si Jia Moni Fo. Namo Bansi Si Jia Moni Fo. Namo Bansi Si Jia Moni Fo. Namo Quan Si Pusa. Namo Quan Si Pusa. Namo Quan Si Pusa. Namo Milo Fo. Namo Milo Fo. Namo Milo Fo. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava. Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, you can be seated, then turn to page 1 of the chanting book. We shall chant the Vandana. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Panatipata Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Adinadana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Kamesu Michachara Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Musavada Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Suramiraya Majjhapamadatana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Now we will chant the Padipa Puja, offering of light. Ganna Sarapaditena Dipena Tamadangsina Tiloka Dipang Sambuddhang Pujayami Tamonodang. Ganda sambarayutena dopena hang sugang hina Pujaye pujaniyang tang Puja bacana mutamang Vanna ganda guno petang Etang kusuma santatin Pujayami munindasa Siri pada sarorohe Pujemi buddhang kusumena nena Punnena tena ca hotu mokang Upang milayati idang idang me Kayo tata vyati vinasa bhavang Adivase tuno bante Paniyang parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutamang Adivase tuno bante Pale parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutamang Adivase tuno bante Bojanang parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutamang Now we are chanting the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruits of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition as soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to Sila Samadhi and Panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers. Sharing and transferring merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let's pay homage to Tripa Jaya. Bedang Pujayami. Dhammang pujayami. Sanghang pujayami. Okay, you all can be seated and we can off the light. and you can have half an hour meditation. For those who still wants to meditate, you can continue. For those who are now, slowly, mindfully, come out of meditation. Okay. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner mindfulness that you have developed for as long as you can. Okay, now turn to page 6. Invocation to the Devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the Devas or deities come here. Let them hear the good teaching of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samantha Chirakawalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammam Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakamokkadam Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Namo Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho Vija charana sampano sugato lokavido Anotaro purisa brahma sarati sat Satta Deva Manosana Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehipasiko Opanayiko Pachatang veditabo vinohiti Supatipanno bhagavato savakasango Ujupatipanno bhagavato savakasango Nyaya patipano bhagavato savakasango Samichi patipano bhagavato savakasango Yadidam chattari purisayukani Ata purisa pugala esa bhagavato savakasango ahuneyo pahuneyo dakkeneyo anjali karaniyo anutarang punyaketang Lokasati Sadhu 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 K Can I pay respect to Bhajan? Bhadang Pujayami. Dhammang Pujayami. Sanghang Pujayami. Okay, you all can be seated. Then we will continue our second session, meditation, reporting, followed by whatever question that you have. Question regarding the meditation or the teaching, or how they apply what you have learned to help you develop the understanding to solve your whatever problem in life. Anybody? Oh, I almost forgot. Just now on the way here, I think Elsie Deo told me a group of you all went to Cameron Highland for the Guan Yin Qi. So you all must have something to share. So who are the ones? Oh, you four of them, Six of us, but four are here, isn't it? Only four are here. Five. Oh, I got five. Who are the five? I thought four only. Four. So who want to start? Smart girl, Christy. Pass to your mom. After that, you have the right to choose the next one. Yeah, Adeline. Yes, Adeline. Just describe to us whatever that you learn or you experience and things that you find useful for you to share with us.
My first Mahayana's so-called retreat.
Oh, okay. So how you find it?
Good experience.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
And it's all chanting.
Yeah. It's all chanting.
Yeah.
But does the chanting impact on your nature?
Yes. The first day was the first session was the Zhaoke. Started at 5.
Very early.
5:30. As usual. Then after that, the next session started at 8:30 until 12.
Oh,
that's a long session.
Wow, that's a good one. So you only chant and walk around?
Yeah, only chant. Every day chant the same
repeated chanting.
For the 7 days. And round 4. So after the round 4, then have 20 minutes of sitting. Afternoon, another session, 2:30 to about almost 3:45. Then after that, evening, one ke is from 4:15 to about 5:30. So after that, at night, another session again.
Eight
o'clock until about 9:30.
Oh, okay. Then after that?
Quite intense, very long session.
After that, rest.
After that, rest, yeah.
Oh, so they don't have Dhamma session, nothing?
No Dhamma session. Only chanting. Yeah. Me and PG was right.
You can understand the Mandarin chanting or not? The words? PG sure cannot.
A little bit. I don't know. Last time I never chant Mahayana chanting except at the funeral.
But
I don't know.
If you can understand the meaning, it will help you a lot. It will help. But initially, you don't have to understand the meaning.
Yeah.
You just listen to it attentively, silent. Then after a while, the chanting will come out by itself. Or you start with your own verbalized chanting. You follow. What do you chant? Namo Kwan Sing Pusa or whatever.
Phu Mun Ping.
Oh, Phu Mun Ping.
We started with the Phu Mun Ping. Then after that, seven times of Da Pei Zhou.
Oh, okay.
Seven rounds.
Yeah.
I don't know how to chant Da Pei Zhou.
Because you just follow.
The chanting book have pinyin.
I know, pinyin.
So the words, I was struggling. But
But now my, you listen already. After a while, you will get the rhythm in.
The first day was like struggling. Why am I here? After that, the second day, since I make my time there, so I put in effort.
Make use of your time.
So to me, all this chanting and the round four is all about mindfulness practice.
Developing your spiritual faculty.
Yes.
The spiritual faculties, mainly awareness or mindfulness. Where when you hold your mind on one specific thing, that is mindfulness by itself. Then this type of chanting can bring forth the faith, which is very strong. So that faith, when it goes in, your virya will be there. You are motivated. Then your chanting, where you do it every day, like I say, your daily religious routine, means like daily mindfulness, if you do it continuously, without you knowing, finally your mind settle down and become one with the chanting. Then you realize there is no one chanting. It's just the awareness that is aware of the chanting. Then you realize everything is aware. Your mind is so aware. Despite the chanting going on, your awareness is there. Because your false thinking, or what they call the heedless thinking, they have all gone. Because when your spiritual faculty is there, all the five mental hindrances no more. So when the five mental hindrances cease, all of your mind state will be the spiritual faculty. So sadha will make you very calm, very composed. Then virya is the spiritual zeal, the tenacity to do it. Then you will continuously cultivate. Then you will have only sati and samadhi. And these two are so strong, so stable. So when throughout the day you have sati and samadhi, you can see things as they are. You can understand anything. Then your daily mindfulness becomes automatic. Then whatever you do is only the Amitabha or the chanting inside there. Then sometimes you're silent, your mind becomes very quiet because of the spiritual faculty. Then without you knowing it, the wisdom will arise. Especially if you know the wordings. You know the wording because when your mind state is within the spiritual faculty, especially with sati and samadhi, then you can see an insight into truth and reality. Then all of a sudden, the understanding will connect to the teaching. Then you can suddenly understand the teaching. And the teaching becomes like very meaningful to you, very beautiful to you. Especially the Heart Sutta. Heart Sutta. Whereas the other chanting, like Da Pei Zhou, is to invoke the name. The various type of name, I think the 84 manifestation of Guan Yin, the 84 that you chant. So that one will develop the faith and the compassion in you, the great compassion, the vibration and other things, because it's part of Guan Yin's great vow, Guan Yin's nature. And these are the 84 great manifestations that she came with. And during all these 84 of this great manifestation, he developed a lot of perfection, especially great compassion and wisdom. That's why when you combine all this together and make it into a great compassionate mantra, it is very powerful, very powerful. So those who have faith and keep on chanting, it will invoke the power of merge. and your mind is very different. Then this Gu Men Ting, I just want to know, what is it that you're chanting inside there? Pavasuri, you know, no?
Actually, Pumanping, the first part is to strengthen our faith towards
Bodhi. I don't know. What is the chanting about? The words. What are the words about? I just want to know what are the words about.
Whenever
do you have the book?
Yes. Whenever we have difficulties.
You read it out. I will understand. Then I will know its meaning. You do got the book, right? You can get the book. So, in a way, first time for you, it should be good experience. Because...
But especially at Pu Men Ping, it's a Mandarin word. You can read. Starting, you just... You're not familiar with it. You have a tongue twist. But after that, I realized if you chant from the heart, from the silent mind,
it is very different.
You can chant.
It's a smooth flow.
Smooth flow. Very funny. Whenever there's no mindfulness, you can't chant.
Pass the mic to Master.
It started with this Wu Jing Yi Pu Sa asking Buddha, why is it Guan Ying called Guan Ying Bo? Her name. She is called Guan Ying because she can appear wherever beings have difficulties. Appear to relieve. And then, 它是思无畏.
Okay.
Fear to.
Yeah, I know. To help people overcome their
fear and difficulties, and she can manifest in, I think, 32 forms. To 众生.
Oh, okay.
32愿, 它度众生. So,
32愿 is vow, isn't it?
Her vow is 12. She has 12 vow.
Then 32愿 is what?
The 32相, if that.
Oh, 相, not
let's
yen.
Say,
siang,
let's say,
No, that one is okay. That one I think I know. I heard you say 32愿.
And then her
32相,
main teaching is the Xinjing.
Yeah, yeah.
Xinjing and Da Bei Zhou. Actually, Da Bei Zhou, they are, from what I learned from Fa Gu San, we are supposed to develop 10 kind of mind states with this Da Bei Zhou. One of it is Sati, Zi Xing.
Okay.
Zi Xing, Da Bei Xing, 很多十种, one whole list of it. By chanting this Da Bei Zhou, it can help us to develop this
mind states.
One of it is a zi xing, means a spontaneous when we are inserted the spontaneous action.
Yes.
它的十二愿.
You read out the 12 vow and say.
12 vow. 他说 南摩浩圆通明自在观音如来广发弘誓愿、南摩一心念无挂碍观音如来常居南海愿、I don't repeat the talk.心生救苦愿、能除危险愿、甘露洒心愿、常行平等愿、四灭三途愿、枷锁解脱愿、愿度众生愿、接引西方愿、弥陀受记愿、
Very good, sadhu. No wonder.
果修十二愿。
No wonder it's so powerful. Yeah, her vows are very powerful. Very, very, what they call, the scope is very all-encompassing. So all these vows are very powerful. He vows to develop all this to help living beings in the various aspects of relieving suffering and taking being across and all those things. Very good, sadhu. Then what else do they chant? You mean the whole book?
No, the Kumanping is the whole book. There's one, actually it's one section from this Lotus Sutta, one chapter.
Is it this whole book?
No, this whole book, they are all together six, including the Yao Shi Fo and
there are six
and Amitabha
chanting there.
Okay. And Brother, there's one part I can't understand. Actually, you said, 往昔所造诸恶业，皆由无始贪嗔痴。
Okay.
从生与意之所生一切，我今皆忏悔。
Yeah.
Is the usual one, but actually there's a continuation which is very profound. 他说，罪从心起，将心忏。心若灭时，罪亦亡。心灭罪亡两俱空，是故名为真忏悔。
Okay. This one is for you to deal with from the direct. You see, the one that you chant is action, speech, and thought general. But this one is specific. If it's from the speech, or what, you deal with it from the understanding inside. And your repentance is from the deep faith and understanding from inside. So if you want to deal with the action or speech, you make sure you develop the understanding and you really repent through the cultivation. It's not just chant, it's deal with it. Like your first part, you read again.
First part?
No. After the normal one, the first line of
罪从心起将心忏。
罪从
心起。
心起啦。牙啦。Then,用心忏啊 means from the heart, you ask for repentance, isn't it? Correct or not? Whatever 罪恶 you call the defilement or whatever coming negativity that arise from the heart, you have to repentance, you have to develop the repentance or ask for forgiveness from the heart itself. That's why from there it arise, from there you deal.Then when it's from the speech, it's the same. When it's from the action, means these are specific. Otherwise, the repentance is very general. Yeah, lah.
心若灭时，罪亦亡。
Correct. Means from there it arises. From there you develop the understanding to repent. Then cease the whatever thing. Means you deal with it, lah. You deal with it.Deal with it. It's just a more elaborate type of repentance. It's from there it arises. From there you deal with it and develop the understanding to really cease it so that the repentance really takes hold. That's why what I teach you is actually covering that. Yeah, I say after that, after you ask for repentance, the general one, you vow.Not to repeat all this negativity. You remember? We are following the advice of the Buddha. Means, after that, you cannot do it already. Means, the second part is very important. I vow not to break all this. Because I know, I understand through right view that these are all evil roots. Wrong action, wrong speech, and wrong thought process.So I determine and I vow never to repeat any of this. Then I vow from this moment onward to follow the advice of the Buddha, to avoid all evil, to purify the mind, so that all this can be rooted out. So it's the second part that I teach you all. But this one is they use the Mandarin word so that you can understand more easily. If it's from the mind, you deal with the mind. If it's from the speech, you deal with the speech. If it's from the action, you deal with the action. But all these are karmic negativity. That's why I use the word whomsoever from the distant past, whether knowingly or unknowingly. Of course, whether through action, speech or thought, which they always use to break it down, you already know that all this karmic thing can only arise through the thought, which is the mind. And the mind will condition your action and speech and the way you live your life. So whether it's action, speech and thought or livelihood, or including livelihood, is everything that you do. So whatever karmic negativity, or suffering or misery that you have, whether knowingly or unknowingly, caused to fellow beings or living beings, you determine to sincerely ask for forgiveness. So that word sincerely is very important. When you do it sincerely, it becomes different. Means you really very sincere to repent. So asking for forgiveness and repentance, they are, in a way, is similar. But when you do it with understanding, there is a subtle difference. When you ask for forgiveness, you only make that request for forgiveness. You understand? You understand the part? Like, I ask for forgiveness, please forgive me. But when I say I repent, means I don't have to tell you, no, I ask for forgiveness. I know these are wrong, and I want to repent. Means, on my personal basis, I determine not to do this. You understand? Means, I change my way of life. That's what repentance is all about, understand? When I repent, means I know these are wrong, and I will not do it. I don't have to ask for forgiveness. You see the second part, which is the big difference. That's why repentance is very powerful. If you just ask for forgiveness, a lot of people, if you do it through the superficial mind, then it's not effective. Sorry lah, I don't mean it. Please forgive me. But not sincere and not with the understanding and determination. But when you repentance means you really repent, you change yourself, understand? Repenting is really change, determined to change. It's no more saying, I am sorry. It's not just ask for forgiveness. 请原谅, ask people to forgive you. No. It's going a few steps deeper. Means, I understand this is not appropriate. This is against the law of nature, against the law of karma. You cannot do it because it has its karmic consequences or karmic repercussion. So if you are a true cultivator, you will never allow your form and mind to break the precepts, to commit all this evil, karmic negativity. That's why you determine to repent from that moment onward. And when you really repent, means you vow not to do it. Because you repent means you really want to change over to a new way of living life. You will not go back to the old way. So all this is the skillful understanding to go deeper into the practice, the cultivation. So when you understand, all this will follow naturally as you cultivate. The funny thing about cultivation is you must always remember, I hinted to you all a few times already, but I don't think it went in. You see, as you go through the cultivation, a lot of the teaching, the Dhamma, before you understand, the deeper part you cannot understand. That's how you have to go through stage by stage. But some of us, we have our past cultivation. So when you have your past cultivation, it also doesn't mean immediately you inherit one. No. You have to connect to your true mind. You have to develop the ability to silence your mind. The silent mind that brings forth your ability to connect to your true mind, means to realize your true mind. Then from that true mind, the real cultivation starts. The real cultivation begins. Means the silent mind, without thought, can develop the stability of mindfulness to insight into phenomena, to awaken to the three characteristics. Yeah. Then after that, even after you have awakened, the understanding is already there, but this understanding, you haven't stabilized it. You haven't reflected on it deep enough, contemplate into it. You haven't developed the understanding of it. It's just like path and friction. When you awaken the first instant, it's like you have entered the path. Understand not? Marga. But it hasn't fruit yet. Understand not? Fruit means what? Kai guo. So the process for fruiting is what? You have to flower first, isn't it? Like the lotus, isn't it? You have to go over the lotus pond. Yeah. Then after the flowering, it needs the pollination, the transformation to become fruit. Understand? Then the fruit also slowly it ripens. Understand? Yeah. Until the full fruition. So cultivation is the same. When you are on the path, you actually understand already. You are on the path already. It's an enlightenment already. That's why marga. Yeah. Even the one moment of cessation of form and mind, the glimpse of nibbana, is already on the path. But before the fruition, you still need to experience a lot of things. That's why the contemplation, the reflection. Then you got to go into life to see it happening. Because the moment you have that glimpse, you can relate to a lot of things. The other analogy that I used to give is, it's like you have the key to open that Dhamma door. Understand? The first Dhamma door. After you open, you go in, wow, you realize a lot of beautiful things inside there. Because this leads you to understand all this. Then you take your time to go in and understand the whatever Dhamma inside there. Then not until you understand this Dhamma door, you don't have the ability and the capacity to reach the next one. Understand? It's not that it's in a sequence. But the funny thing about cultivation is, if you don't break free from the first level, you cannot see the second level. Understand? That's why you got first stage of sainthood. Then you got your second stage of sainthood. Then you got your third stage of sainthood. And finally, arahantship. And each and every one of these got path and fruition. Path and fruition. Path and fruition. So, it's in a way, you gradually develop the complete understanding until arahantship. But some, straight away, after they listen, they can bypass the first and second stage and realize anagami straight away. It's not to say they can do it, because in the past, they have done it before. So the moment they hear truth like winning, he came to great awakening, he straight away went beyond the arahant. He went back to his bodhisattva way, the cultivation that he has developed. Yeah. And all this can happen very fast. Yeah. Because you can inherit that spiritual nature after you connect. Before you connect, cannot. Difficult. So a lot of things about cultivation, you cannot be impatient. Understand? You cannot like want to become enlightened very fast. How come they can understand, they can develop those type of transformation so fast? Why I so slow? If you use that mundane mind, the thought, to think this way, then it become a hindrance. Because you still have the atta, me, why, so slow. And this is a mental hindrance. You have to understand, thing is just the way it is, understand or not? Nature's law is, never favor anybody. Your condition like that, it will have to wait till the appropriate causes and condition. Then when the moment the causes and condition are there, when it's connected, without you knowing it, you will move. And when you move, you can be extraordinarily fast because you inherit. But before it comes, it's just like Sakyamuni, as he grew up, even at the age of 29, when he decided to renounce the world, he is still like an ordinary human being, whirling. But he has an added advantage of his karmic nature. The karmic nature protects him. That's why he is born of his karma, heir to his karma, conditioned and supported by his karma. And he is what he is because of his karma. That's why because of that, the fourth sign, the moment he sees, it is from his past practice and cultivation. He realized he has a problem, then he has to renounce the world. That's why he go for. And even the 6 years when he was cultivating, he was not enlightened. He has to go through the self-mortification. He has to do all these things not because he has not developed the understanding. It's because that life as a samasambuddha, he need to understand all this. So that when he teach, he can have the complete understanding. That's why for 6 years, he learned under the two teachers, and he learned all the jhana and the concentration that they do. Then he realized those teaching or meditation technique and method doesn't lead to enlightenment, the awakening. That's why he finally left the two teachers and did his own. Then he discovered the teaching, which is the foundation of mindfulness, the Noble Eightfold Path. That's how all this come about. Then like this line, my nature, there are certain things that I need to see when I was young so that I can relate and share this teaching to you all. Especially the law of karma when I was young. It showed it to me even as I grew up. Then the causes and conditions behind things. Then there was a incident where my consciousness has to come out. It's for me to understand, to see. Then later on, when I recall back, how can my life be so perfect? Nobody taught me anything. I never learned anything. In the true sense of his word, like the Buddha said, I don't have a teacher. In that sense, I really don't have a teacher. But I told you I have some teacher and guide is because they were people whom I encountered. Then during those encounters, because of my nature, my affinity, some are my affinity with them, but most of them are not due to affinity. Because this nature, no, is because of my vow. It is because of my karma, the way I give, the way I receive is equally the same, equally fast, and equally penetrative. So that's why this line, when I look back, like everything is already pre-planned or predestined. It's like, allow you to plan also cannot be so, like so perfect, understand? Even allow you to plan, you can't even plan it that way, you know. Because the way it unfolds itself is so perfect. So all this is part of cultivation, part of nature's way. So as you cultivate, you have to understand. Before you understand this, you cannot understand the deeper part. Then before you awaken to that deeper part, the higher you cannot. That's why all these stages has to come. So you have to go through them. But if you have your past, you don't worry. You will inherit them and you will go through it very fast. But some who has not developed the cultivation from the past, then this line you have to put in more virya, more sadha, more of the spiritual faculty, the faith, then develop the understanding through diligence. You need to really do it. Then after that, learn to make vow, aspiration for causes and conditions for all this to manifest so that you can progress along the path of Dhamma relatively easily. So all this will help. That's why this sasana, this window is very important. You may encounter a lot of teaching, but you have to understand why all this teaching come about. And for you to understand, it's not easy. It's going to take you quite a while. Not until you reach that level of cultivation, you can't really understand. But these people, these great beings, they have already gone through all this long, long ago. That's why finally they evolved and they perfected themselves. Just like this nature of mind is the same. The way I evolve the cultivation, the understanding, that's why this life I come, I can share with you on all the understanding that can cut short the whole of the training. Cut short doesn't mean through magic. Cut short means through knowing how to apply all this nature's law, especially the perfection of Adhitthana. As you develop all this understanding, then you make all this vow, then when you progress, then you will understand what I say, why this perfection of Adhitthana is so powerful. And different Buddha come, they make use of different perfection to start off with. Like Sakyamuni, he specializes on truth, satya. Then Amitabha is on faith, mainly on faith and love and compassion. Then Kuan Yin Bodhisattva is wisdom and compassion. Of course, also love and virtue. Then her vow is very unique and very specific. Pusen, all these are the same. Okay? So this is the part because your condition, so I share with you. So your question now, I hope you can understand. All these chanting are very useful when you understand, but for the time being, don't worry. Because as you cultivate the spiritual faculty, which are more important, and like I mentioned to you all, was it last Tuesday? Last Tuesday I explained that whatever you do, if it doesn't bring you back to heedfulness and the Noble Eightfold Path, forget about it. Otherwise you are wasting your time. Then when it leads you back to heedfulness, even through the Mahayana chanting or what, that is the correct teaching. Understand not? Then from the heedfulness, cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. Then go through the stages of transformation first. Then only try to understand the teaching. Understand not? Then that time, you will understand what? Automatically you open up, you will understand what? You read, it will be different again already. But before all those transformations happen, you can only do what you can do now, understand not? So certain part you cannot understand, don't worry, just leave it. Then you can ask, of course, then I can share with you. Then you will find it difficult to understand what I share with you. But later on, as you go through the transformation, the progress, you come back, you read, then you will understand. Then you know, no wonder Brother Teo say, you need to go through all these type of stages of transformation before you can understand all this. Because Dhamma is such, before you have this understanding, you cannot understand the higher one. It's just like your education system. Take for example, arithmetic, or you call it maths or mathematics. If in the primary school, you don't learn how to add, subtract, multiply and divide, you go to secondary school, you should blur on. Then after that, you go to secondary school, especially Form 4, Form 5. There are so many new things. You have not only general maths, you have add maths. They call add maths. Ilmu hisab tambahan, your Malay education system. So when it comes to add maths, There are so many things, you know, that are beyond the addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. You start to learn about calculus, integration, and various type of what they call maths. Then later on, they got this modern maths some more. So, maths itself got so wide a scope. Then you think you already very good after Form 5. Yeah? You learn a lot of new things, understand? But if you don't go through that Form 4 and Form 5, you never knew that people from 3 and below, there is a lot more things they don't understand. That's why you need to go through Form 4 and Form 5. After you pass your Form 5, or you did quite well in your Form 5, you go to Form 6, then you realize there is this higher maths. They call it pure and applied. Not only add maths, no. Pure maths and applied mathematics. Mathematics that you can use through for application into your career. Means into your work, like for major engineering, construction work and all those things. Even for R&D, yeah? Aeronautical, flight technology, train technology, and various type of application aspect of maths. Then you go to university, there is a lot more, especially engineering. You got the type of maths, they call it finite element. Finite element. You use finite element to develop the answer to your mathematical problem or whatever. Then they got Fourier series and all those things which are so complicated, the equation and all those things. So cultivation in a way is the same. You cannot just primary school, you want to go to Form 5. Cannot. Too tough. Or you cannot even understand what is going on. Or you straight away after Form 3, you go to uni. You also blur. Because those are the stages that you have to go through. But it doesn't mean you have to spend so many years. There are some bright students who can straight away go to uni before the age of 15. They are already in the uni. Like my daughter and my son, especially my daughter. After Form 5, he straight away go to uni. Because he on 3 plus 0. So, Form 5, he was only 70 years old. 70 years old. So he went into the uni 18, 19, 20. He graduated. I graduated at the age of 24. He graduated at the age of 20. Because my engineering degree was 4 years in university. So this is how it can happen. Because that 2 years of Form 6 actually is not required if you are not in the technical field. But because we study engineering, then those who want to study medicine, that 2 years is important. Sometimes overseas, they compress it into 15 months. Provided you don't have a semester break or holiday, then they call it the foundation year. 12 months or 15 months. But for us, we go into lower six because our result come out much later. So after your Form 5 exam, our result normally come out in, I think, end of March. End of March. Then you apply. By the time they close the application and all those things, Form 6, no need to apply. Form 6, the education office will assign. So by the time your course start, is normally half year already, about end of May or middle of May. Then lower 6 is actually a few months only, after that holiday. Then you got upper 6. Upper 6, of course, is the full year. Then after that, you wait for result, again, apply to uni. By the time you go in uni, I remember also May, around May. That's why we have our semester exam, or the yearly exam, May to May. But we graduate before the holiday, so I remember I graduate in February. So this is how you can really develop a comparison. Cultivation in a way is similar. You cannot rush. It has its stages. Except the syllabus, our education system you went through, you understand. But this cultivation, if you haven't gone through the higher transformation, what I tell you is just like you haven't finished primary school, but I already tell you about the uni. So you can just imagine what those things are. So don't worry about all those things. That's why I say, do what you have to do. If you are in the primary school, just study those things. Then if you have the talent, the special understanding, then you don't have to go through 6 years, understand? Like some of my classmates, the express class, they do it in 4 years. And for me, I think 3 years is enough. Well, later on I reflect back, I wasted a lot of my primary school time. I feel that I can finish the whole primary school teaching and learning in not more than 3 years. 2 or 3 years is enough. Then when I was in Form 1, Form 2, Form 3, I learned new things. Even that 3 years, I can compress to 2 years. But Form 4, Form 5, don't compress. It's tough. Form 4, Form 5, a lot of subjects and a lot of new things. Even geography, science, mathematics, the language, the literature, everything. Actually, Form 5 is very, very complex in that sense. To me, Form 4, Form 5 are the most comprehensive year. And if you can pass Form 5, Form 6 is very easy. Form 6, from 10 subjects down to 4, that's very easy. Last general paper, we got only 5 subjects. Then all the 4 subjects I like, because pure maths, pure and applied maths, physics and chemistry, all my favorite subjects. So when I was in Form 6, it was like honeymoon for me. Every day I go to school, I find it like very easy. The whole textbook, the moment I bought it in the first term in lower six, I read through them all. I understand them very fast. Even chemistry. Chemistry got a lot of things. And physics also. That textbook is so thick. But I just flick through very fast. Well, my Form 5 foundation was very good. Then Form 6 is just a few things small. So because of your understanding, cultivation also the same. If you had done your foundation properly, developed the understanding clearly in the early stages, then as you move up, it's very easy. You move very fast. Yeah, you have got them all understood. Otherwise, every stage you go, you only start to learn and prepare and hope for your best. Then it's not easy. Okay, so this part is just for info. Key thing is, do what you need to do. Train your mind to have the heedfulness. And to have the heedfulness, I already explained to you, very simple. Whatever they teach you, if it doesn't teach you to do this, to develop the heedfulness, then forget about it. Don't waste your time. First, the spiritual faculty is very important. If you don't have the spiritual faculty, the hindrance will be there. If the hindrance is there, you want to overcome, you have to do two things. Develop the mind-sweeping method, or whatever technique, to help you decondition the heedless thinking temporarily. Understand? Temporarily overcome the mental hindrance. Then, use the object of meditation to anchor the mindfulness. That's why mind-sweeping method followed by anapanasati. Then if you want to develop the silent mind together with inner well-being, then you combine with loving-kindness, metta. Metta is a very powerful mind state. It gives rise to inner well-being. So that all this positive energy of love and compassion and well-being will help you, help your body to develop the positive energy field. then the faith, the sadha, the virya, together with the sati, the training, leading to heedfulness. Then use it to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. And that one, you have to do it right. That's why the daily mindfulness is a must. Then after you go through the stages of awakening, the four stages of sainthood enlightenment, that is the most important foundation. From there, the other thing become very easy. Yeah. So initially, don't try to be gullible. People will tell you a lot of things, I tell you. Then you try this, try that, go everywhere, and you are not focused because you don't know what you are doing in the name of meditation. So I already explained to you so many times. You have to check this too. Am I training my mind to be heedful? If I'm not heedful, the Buddha say I'm as if dead. If I'm heedful, I'm destined for enlightenment. As simple as that. So is that the training? Is that what they are teaching you? Yeah. So that is very important. That if that is the thing that they are teaching you, then you find out for yourself, is it suitable for you? If it's not suitable, you go and choose one that is suitable for you. Then you just work on that. End of the day, you have to come back to daily mindfulness. That's it. And daily mindfulness, there are just many, many ways to develop it. You can start with bowing, chanting, or whatever, to develop the spiritual faculty first. Then after that, silence your mind, just like what I have taught you, decondition your heedless thinking, then use anapanasati, to develop the stability of it, then continue to develop this anapanasati or whatever chanting you do, until the mind becomes so quiet, so still, until there is no movement, the silent mind. Then stabilize that and bring it out into the daily life. So that throughout the day, in the midst of life, you are mindful, you are aware, you are silent, and you are still. Then only the true four foundation of mindfulness can take off. The real meditation can come into place. Then after that, you still need to develop the Noble Eightfold Path cultivation, reflect, contemplate on all this Dhamma. Even after you have awakened, let's say a glimpse of Nibbana, you realize cessation of form and mind, maybe first stage of sainthood or whatever, depending on your past cultivation. So even with that, it's good enough. But after that, you have to reflect and contemplate. When you are in the state of mindfulness and heedfulness throughout the day, you have this special ability to understand things very fast. That mind that is in the state of sati and samadhi can see things as they are, can insight into phenomena, can awaken, can reflect, can contemplate, and can develop the wisdom to straighten your view. Then when your views are straightened, means the Noble Eightfold Path start with right view. Then from right view, you realize they are all connected. The teaching of the Buddha are all connected. The essential Dhamma are all connected. This is how you go back and develop the training of the essential Dhamma. Then the four right effort, the four foundation of mindfulness, the six internal sense bases, six external sense bases. Then the five ways to overcome unwholesome thought. Then the third and fourth way, most important, to develop the clear understanding. Then you have to straighten your view further to cater with life, to live life. When I say straighten your view, it's no more the three right view. The three right view is relatively easy. But when you straighten your view to see things as they are, to overcome the delusion, the self-delusion, the attachment, the clinging, the grasping, the whatever, sensual desire and ill will, all this, you need to have the straightening of view to allow you to have that wisdom to deal with all this. Otherwise, your sense experience, when they arise, you will still stir your mind. Your like and dislike, they are always there. It's like the Buddha always says, see things as they are. Jnana dasana, direct knowledge and vision of the reality, not what your mind tell you, not what your memory, your conditioning tell you. So when you have that ability, then you realize thing is just the way it is, and this is the highest teaching. Means, based on the Buddha's teaching, whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions behind. So when you understand this, then you can accept the reality of the moment. Because nature's law is like that, cannot be otherwise. If I want things my way, I suffer. So I have to accept. Accept means what? Don't react, don't stir. That's why your duality, your like and dislike, sensual desire, you will all cease. Then you realize the mental hindrance also less and less. Yeah, when you don't stir and react, most of the time you are aware, peaceful. That's how your mind transforms. When you straighten your view, your avijja become less, ignorance become less, you were not conditioned sankara as before. So sankara also become less. That's why you will have less thinking, less thought. Then you are most of the time aware, silent. That's how you see whether you have progressed or not. And that's how you actually progress and transform. Then as your mind becomes more and more quiet, more and more subtle, then you will reach the state of the silent mind, the still mind, the tranquility of mind. And that is paucity, enlightenment factor. Then from paucity, when it's stabilized, it becomes samadhi. Then when you see things as they are and awaken, wisdom arise. And wisdom allow you to straighten your view. Without wisdom, your view cannot straighten. Then when your view straightens, you realize you are no longer like before. Most of the time you are peaceful, aware, clarity of mind. We are no more stirring. No more like before, the duality and all those things. Then when you can see things as they are, that clarity allow you to understand things very easily. Then you realize, yeah, as I understand this, people are just the way they are. The world is the world. Cannot be otherwise. So if I have this understanding, every moment of sense experience, whether I see something, hear something, smell, taste, tactile, feel or think, I'm at peace. Then I realize, I got no more problem. Problem only arise when I perceive it in negativity, when I worry about it, when I project my thought. And all these are sankara. Then you start to understand in your meditation, sankara anicang, sankara litu dukkang. Then because it's within the conditioned world, everything is dependent originating, condition arising. Mind make are they. That's why the phenomenal world is the world of consciousness. You see all this very clearly. Then you realize, no more problem. Last time, problem arrived, I cannot understand all this. The moment I understand all this, there is no more problem. Then this form of mind is for me to come to this world, to use, to do whatever this nature wants to do. Then I don't have to worry about it getting old, getting sick and die. Then it just accord and flow and live. That's how you can experience life beautifully. He can live life to the fullest. He can experience all of the beauty and wonders of life within nature itself. Then life itself becomes different, meaningful, beautiful, wonderful. And this is what Dhamma is all about. Okay? Pass the mic to the song. Yeah. Adeline finish, eh? Or you still got something? You finish your sharing? Then before pass to Brother Song.
After the chanting, the sati developed. Then further with the round four.
That one will help. Because your walking and your chanting all become one. And your faith.
Become very light.
Yeah, very light. It's like a flow and you feel very good.
So after that, the sitting,
very easy. No more leg pain. Because of the mindfulness, the moment you sit, you go into the silent mind straight away and you are relaxed.
Yeah.
Because you already know how to relax. Well, that is the key. That's why I say develop the daily mindfulness. You can do it every day. Then you are heedful and you are destined for enlightenment. It's very easy. After that, your mind is very different. No need to train, no need to do anything. Everything is within the awareness itself. Sit also aware, standing also aware, walking also aware. Then whatever you do, there is a deep. And this is the real training. Very good. Sadhu to you.
So it's like the head, you know?
Yeah, very light. Nothing inside there.
You don't need to use your brain.
No need to use the brain. Very light. Inside
all
there,
the time is here.
All the time at the heart. Sadhu, very good. Sadhu, very good. Very, very good. Sadhu.
Very light, the head.
Yeah, very light.
Feel very relaxed.
Yeah,
you know?
Because there is no more of this sankhara activity to disturb you.
Yeah.
You're just aware. You feel so good.
Yeah, and slop, chopper.
No more, cannot arise.
Not much. But
that is what the mind is all about. Because you are with the spiritual faculty. And the spiritual faculty can allow you to understand spiritual things. That's why you don't have to go and struggle and do all those things. You only need to build up your spiritual faculty. That's how your chanting book, what they call aspiration, through understanding the significance of all this puja offering, what did I invoke for you? During the aspiration, you make the aspiration. You go and read. What did I invoke for you? Your spiritual faculty to become balas, anasana, unshakable. You read. Turn to that page and read. By the power of all these merits born of this offering, may our spiritual faculty of saddha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become bala. Then you have been making this aspiration. So if you really seriously go and cultivate, it will come to you. That's what Angelina, Adeline, almost changed her name. That's what Adeline went through. She was able to experience all this because she prepared before the retreat, you remember? She went to Rayong, determined to be mindful, daily mindfulness. And she prepared. Then when she went to Rayong, the transformation started already. Then after that, he find the retreat very easy. Everything is very clear. Then maybe he just follow you all up there. First time Mahayana chanting retreat, about 6 or 7 days. And how come her mind state can become like that? It's because of all this aspiration and the understanding. He just follow the instruction and develop the daily mindfulness. She determined to have the daily mindfulness before the retreat. That's why she determined to do it before she go to Yunchan's Rayong. And these are the things you have to do. You don't worry about the result. The result will come. It will unfold. Because all those aspirations I already planned for you. You only have to develop the sincerity, the faith, and do it. Then train your mind, the spiritual faculty, most important. And spiritual faculty doesn't mean only from chanting, from reflecting on the salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. Through knowing who the Buddha is, how wonderful his teaching is, how special his teaching is. Then it will drive your faith and your virya. Then it will drive you to cultivate sati. Then daily mindfulness, stabilize it. Do it. Don't worry about what people say. Need to bow. Determined to be aware, like what I did. Within 2 weeks, it come to me. And after that, I don't stop for 3 years. That's what I did. And that's how all this transformation happened. Otherwise, it cannot. That time I was working. Like Adeline, you have to take care of Christy. Luckily now, Christy quite independent already. Very good. That's why the family life also improved because of the Dhamma. Then there is more peace, more understanding, more clarity. Then we realize, so easy, sit, no pain, nothing. Then the brain here like very light, clear. Nothing inside there, like no need to use the brain, hardly use the brain. That's why all this will happen. Because by then, your spiritual faculty are there. They are so clear, so But throughout the day, she do that. That's why if she go to retreat, if she were to do it through the intent, within 2-3 days, he will settle down and become like a very, very still person. Then later on, she don't want to talk, I tell you. She hardly talk. Then smile, and just smile and smile. Then a lot of things will happen after that. So these are the understanding that will lead to such beautiful condition for it to happen. And this is the real cultivator. If she has not gone through, she cannot tell you. Understand? That's why it's very beautiful. Very good, Adeline. Sadhu. Anything else? Okay, pass the song. then after that, PG.
Maybe 我要 relate from 那个 三月 的 你的那个 retreat.
Yes, retreat.
Before 我们 三月 去那个 Cameron 的 retreat 的时候 的那个 拜二 的那个 Tuesday class, the moment 我们在 这个做 puja 的时候, 这整个那个 puja 的 sections 的那个 the hearing 是在这一边的,
yeah,
是在这个
heart,
这整个在 heart,
my base.
So 我也觉得很奇怪, 诶, 怎么整个很像那个耳朵 来到了这一个 heart 这一边,
yeah, yeah,
它完全没有在 brain 上面,
correct, correct. No more already.
就整个在这个心这里听 这整个的 puja.
Sadhu.
Then 到了第二天晚上, 我在家里 lie down, 我在听 radio 的时候, 诶, 那个声音又进耳朵, 所以讲, 诶, 很 clear 的 difference between the heart 听跟那个耳朵听。 当我去到了那个 retreat 的时候, Cameron 的时候, 我这次的 retreat 我没有 做 sitting, 我也没有 lying down. Most of the times 我都是 去 dining hall, 去 kitchen, helping. And then 我有 free time, 我就是 walk around, 很 relaxed to walk around. Morning, even the morning, 那个5点半 的 morning chanting, 我也没有去 join. 我只是在那个 shine hall 的旁边, just 很 relaxed 的 walking,
Just
walk around.
Very good.
But after 他们 finish 了 6:30, 我才进去 做 about 20 minutes, all. So 在 day 4 的 morning, 我在 sitting 的时候, 我在 shine hall, 在 普贤菩萨 前面的那个 椅子那边 meditate 的时候, 突然间 整个 form 没有掉, then 就只是 aware 到那个 breath in out 非常的 clear, in and out, in and out, and then 我也可以 aware 到我的左边的鼻孔比较有一点阻塞, then 右边比较 clear, then 我的里面讲, 诶, 这就是 anapanasati, 它是 in out, 你什么都没有做, 你是aware, in
awareness
out,
and the breath as one.
它只是 auto 的 in
out. Auto 的
Then 它慢慢的 它也 slow down 了, 它就变成很长的
long breath. Very clear.
很长的 out, 很长的 slow. Then 你 aware every in and
every
out.
Every movement.
它慢慢的 slow down. 你都很 aware.
自己会 slow down.
对, 它自己 slow down.
Then it become like very calm. Very smooth,
对, 很 calm, 很 calm. Then 过后, 它就来到了这个 heart 的 area.
对, it will drop to there.
对, then 你就听到了你的这个
heartbeat,
就是在那边跳。
Yeah.
At the same time, 非常的 calm and 非常的
still.
同时你可以听到很远的地方有两个 van, 它在 moving, 非常的远, but 非常的 clear, 你可以听到一两 van. 早上六点半他在一个外面的
到
他那边 moving、
yeah.
连这个 heart 他的那个 vibration 他也慢慢的 slow down
yeah, yeah, yeah.
非常的很 serene 的、
yeah.
then 一个 moment 进了很 deep 的silent 的我就好一个当我回来的时候我来我 feel 我从 100% 的 total silence 里面 arise 回来
沙度沙度 very good 沙度
所以我整个是很一个我也不懂有like the moment 你一知道的时候你是你 aware 到你从很 deep 的 silence 里面、
yeah.
是 100% 的 silence 里面在
arise
对对 arise 出来了
then the consciousness start to appear and all those things
so 然后
then 你什么时候起来 from the sitting
就 after 我一起来了以后我就起来 sitting 因为我看一下时钟我只是做了 20 minutes
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then 我也 that day 我promise 我要去帮 Alicia 在 in the kitchen.
Okay,
so
okay,
from after that, because after 他一醒来了以后，
yeah.
你不能够做了，
yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
你就是 back to the normal 了。
嗯、
Then so actually 我要再 continue to see like no point 了，
no point 了，
because everything back to normal 了。
Right.
Then 我就去 help in the kitchen.、
Yeah.
And then 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock 我去听 Dharma talk 的时候 ，the moment 我坐下来听 ，like 里面讲。这全部都是满天达玛来的你只要 silence 什么都没有这个达玛根本都没有里面就一直来他只是 silence 这样子他连听也不要了
very good
then so 每一天我就在这样子的 walk around 就这样子一直就是
relax
非常的 relax
then every moment of movement the awareness is one with it
我都是
Your daily mindfulness was stabilized. Was stabilized.
So 在第八天早上，我在吃 breakfast 的时候 ，then Alicia 从厨房出来，她跟我讲话。Then 我看到我的那个mic回答 answer 她的那个mic arise from
the
heart， 那个 sentence 整个 arise， 我看住那个 sentence 整个起来。But 我 aware 那个 sentence 是 useless 的
yeah 没有用的
that's right 他一来到我的 mouth 的时候我没有 speak out
yeah,
我就这样 silent、
yeah.
then 我就 after 那个 breakfast 我讲哦、oh, 我就 understand 了什么叫做 ever mindful
yeah,
to cultivate the A4 noble path
yeah, yeah, yeah.
因为、
otherwise 起心啊就是动念了他就出来了很快
Because 我在去年尾我就一直在investigate 跟 contemplate 跟 inquire 什么叫做 ever mindful、
yeah.
to cultivate a four noble path、
yeah.
很多的时候我们是在 thought 的 level understand but 在这一个 retreat 里面我是在这个 experience 里面让我去 understand 这整个的这个 meaning
对沙度
so Then after 我回到了 office Monday 的时候我 every day morning 我的 computer 是开心经 That day 我一开那个心经我这里就一直 vibrating 一直 vibrating So for three days Every day morning 我一开那个心经我的 heart area 就一直 vibrating And then 我就第四天这样子我就收到了那个他们讲要去观音气 Brahmasuri Sen 观音气的那个retreat 的时候 我的 first thought without any没有想就想我要去
啊，对。
But after that 过后，我就一直坐着想，为什么我要去呢？我就觉得 ，like 又是马哈亚那禅定，我又不禅的，但为什么我要去？我的 thought 一直 struggling， but 我还是 stick back to the first 我的那个 mind 他要去。So that when 我去了这个 Cameron's 的时候 ，the first two days。我在 meditate 他们在 chant 我都没有 chant 我就是只是坐住
silent
silent
then use your heart to listen
对
just let it be listen
我第一次第一次看普门品所以我就去看我看到了一句他说观世音菩萨他 4,100亿佛，也就是观世音菩萨，他已经 serve 了千百亿个佛，他的 wealth deep like ocean 的时候，我完全那个 faith 非常的 strong， 非常 strong， 我才知道原来他这么样的 powerful。那是我第一次看到这个普门品。Then 后来我做了两天的这个 chanting 了以后，我很 我一直在 check 我自己的 mind stage， 都是在那个很 silent 了以后。Then 第三天的过后的下午，我就 skip 了两点到五点，我去读这个 cultivating of 这个 bodhisattva。
啊，
我就拿每一天就去读。
嗯。
我每一天七点我也去这个二楼我们的那个 meditation hall 去 recite 那个 Bodhisattva Vow。
Sadhu
对，我看到每一天我的 mind state 是越来越不一样了。
不一样啊。
这里 这整个 heart 它非常一直很 subtle 的一直 vibrating，
yeah,
一直 vibrating
yeah.
Especially last day 我在读完了那个Bodhisattva Vow、那个书五点的时候四点多我看完了整本了以后我就出来散步。 The moment 我看我 look at 远方那个 mountain 的时候我整个人一直在 vibrating
、
like,很 deep， 你 you don't know what is that， but 你是觉得它是很多的 ，even 不可以讲是 joy 还是 bitty 的，它很就是一直 vibrating，
yeah, yeah,
整个人就是很 subtle 的
yeah, yeah.
，the whole body 一直在 vibrating，
yeah, 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 yeah.
一直在 vibrating 这样子。哦，我就知道原来我这一趟来是在 stabilize 我的这个 silent mind。
啊，对，very good。
even though 我在走绕佛的时候，我都一直在去看我的这个sati， 我在看。The first day 我们在走那个 walking 的时候 ，usually 我们是 step by step， 那有时我会乱掉，哎，immediately 我去 correct 我自己，好，我一定要跟做。
对 ，after that 不用了，不用了。
Yeah， after that 我再跟我自己想，
yeah.
为什么我一定要去 correct 它？
No, no, no.
如果是错了。You just accept the conditions.
You walk in your own rhythm.
Yeah.
You don't go and follow them.
Yeah.
You go walk in your own.
The next
rhythm
day,
that suit you. Your nature will know one.
So the next day,
do what I do one.
我就 let it be 的让它去走。
对对。
And then 我也看到我的 mind like 这整个礼拜，它每一天是 manifest 不一样的 condition， 让我去看到我的这个 mind。And then 我也因为这样子。因为我在 before 去之前，我看了 Satipatthana 的那本书
啊，是的，
所以我就知道怎样去 deal with 我的 mind as
it
is
啊
，just accept。如果它是 lost in the thinking， 就让它去 lost in the thinking。如果我是很 sleepy 的，我就让它去 sleepy。
Then you just aware follow， 它就
yeah， 我就 let it be。对，所以说有一天，当我在坐住。在听这个普门品的时候，我就是 relax 的去听，我在 silent 里面去听，在那个麦里面，
from the heart，
很 stable 了以后，我又在 relax， 又在 go into it，
深一点，
对， suddenly 我完全进入了很 deep 的那个 silent 了以后，然后我就用这个麦就回到我的 daily 里面，然后顺便就去看这个这个Bodhisattva Vow，
yeah,
所以我才就因为这样子，然后我当我回到了 after 这个 retreat， 我回到了 office 了以后，我发现到我没有了 没有这个 juggling mind 了
他自己会停下来。
Even though beginning of the year like last year and beginning of the year 的时候，我都知道我已经可以有这个 silent mind， but 那你的 chattering mind 它还会 auto 的一直在后面来，很像那个 background 的 music 一直在那边 play。
它是 habitual 的。
你不可以做 anything， 它一直好很像 like the music 在那个 background。But 这一次我从 Cameron 回来了以后，完全没有了，我也很 surprise 了。既然是可以做到。Because of 一个 faith。Because of 的这个 understanding。所以这个 understanding 尤其我在绕佛在这整个礼拜里面我很多的一直 apply 我突然间 recall 你给我的那些 advice、
yeah, yeah, yeah.
我 just accept whatever、yeah. 那个 condition
very important
yeah, yeah. before that 以前我不能够的
yeah, yeah.
Like, 我们很像那个小学生一错了我们马上要去 correct 他you cannot wrong
yeah, yeah.
but this time I just let it be、yeah. just be with it、他要睡就去睡、他要定、yeah. 他就去定要 lost yeah, yeah, 我就去 lost、yeah. because of that 我发现到、
yeah.
我又
you will pass the test
yeah, yeah. 我又 oneStep further
yeah.
of 这个
side. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sadhu, very good. 还有什么？
Actually, 我在这个你的 brother 我在那个 Cameroon 的 retreat 的时候，我一次我完全没有去 sit 我只是一直在走一直去走、
yeah?
在 walk 的时候
有一不需要 sit 了
yeah, yeah that's right that's,、that's one early morning 我完全在 relax 里面走的时候、
yeah.
我才知道原来你每次的走路
yeah, yeah.
就是那个
yeah,
那个走路的 pattern、就是 totally relax、跟
silent
来的、
yeah.
那是我在 Cameroon 的时候我就坐到时候我就知道、哦、这个就是 totally relax、
yeah.
跟 silent、yeah.into 你的那个 mind stage 里面去
啊，对
啊，所以我也发现到这个 Cameroon 那个 the first 三月的 retreat 让我了解很多的那个 Satipatthana 的那个那个这整个的 force for
yeah, yeah, yeah.
那个 Sati
yeah yeah
actually 那个时候我还那个卖很多的来 test 我的时候很多的这个 habitual 很多的 test 的时候
yeah, yeah,
even after 那个 retreat 我回去还是很多过后我觉得 something 我要 understand 我就去看回 Satipatthana 的那个 yellow book
那本 yeah, 很重要
from 那一本 yellow book 里面、yeah. 我才看到原来那个行住坐卧身受心想
yeah, yeah, yeah.
就是我在这整个月里面的他 manifest 的他给我去 go through、
yeah.
当我一 go 在读那个 Satipatthana 的时候我就明白了这个身受心法里面所讲的这一怎么样的用这个很像这个 phenomena
yeah, yeah, yeah.
来 stabilize 你的 sati、
sati
yeah, 就是这样子也 because of 这个三月的这一个 retreat 让我 continue 在这个四月的这个观音气里面我真的我 even 我上去每个人都问我你上来做梦、哦、每个都问我你上来做梦我说我也想知道我上来做梦
Your nature will know、
我也很奇怪我为什么要上来
yeah, yeah,
The moment 第一天一念那个念经的时候想哦这个不是我要的But anyway 我说来了就是 just be with
yeah,
it 所以、so、我就用那一个 condition 来 stabilize 我的这个 silent mind And then from there 真的是因为那个 faith 对这个普门品、
yeah.
还有这个观世音菩萨的这个 faith 的话让我真的是能够 penetrate 跟 stabilize 的这个 silent mind
Sadhu, Sadhu, let us rejoice. Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. Rejoice with both Adeline and Brother Song. That's why you can see when your faith is strong, you are different. Then when you read whatever sutta, especially when the part she mentioned in the Human Thing, Guan Yin Bodhisattva, the nature, since the distant past until his perfection,His or her perfection. He has met up with, I think, Qian Bai Yi. You know what is Qian Bai Yi? Yi Yi is 0.1 of a billion. Understand that? The Mandarin word Yi, Eka, 100 million is Yi Yi. You understand? 100 million is Jek. 10 8 is 1 billion. You understand? We are 1 billion and 1,000 million. 千百亿 You know how many Buddhas are? How many billion of Buddhas are? 千百亿 So that 百 take 1 0 over is billion there. 千 is 1 亿 1 亿 means 10,000 billion Sama Sambuddhas. and her vow is deeper than the ocean. And her faith is also very, very strong and very deep. So that will awaken your nature. That's why he felt immediately very deep inside. If Kuan Yin can do that, what else do we need to do? We also have to develop such. At least if not at that level, you must at least, not to say 110, even 100 or 1,000 of a equivalent, you already so beautiful. That's why I remember during the early day when I read all this vow, immediately my nature inside very strong, and my nature knew I can also do, and I can do more deeper vow if my nature wants to do. Because it understands inside. But deep inside, suddenly, there is a what they call very deep faith and understanding. Very, very deep. And there is so much joy. Living being has this potential. Great beings has done it. It is never difficult. If you understand, it's very easy, like I always say. And you can see from the example of all these great beings. And this is what cultivation is all about. When you reach that level, your faith becomes very different. That everything you touch on is different. That's why he can have that type of understanding and phenomena or experiences, because he has gone through it quite long. A few years already, I think, since that Rai Yong. 4年了, 3年半. And after he connect, he determined that his faith is very strong. Then after going through all this teaching, especially the last 2 years, since the end of 2014, beginning of 2015, the condition arise for the Bodhisattva vow to take off. That's why that book, the blue book, is very important. That's why after he read the book, he become different again. Yeah, this Bodhisattva vow has to take off. And many Kayanamita has that condition. That's why the book wants to come. It's like Heart Sutta. Before Heart Sutta come out, a lot of you doesn't know what I really share. That's why after the Heart Sutta come out, I remember after song read, he keep on telling other Kayanamita, he said, 你什么都不用去找了，就是那本里边就有了。 All the essential Dhamma for you to reach the sainthood way and some of the teaching of the Kuan Yin's Heart Sutta, they are all there. But I didn't express much on the Bodhisattva way at that time, because at that time there were no conditions. So that's why most of the sharing were at the, like the Buddha said, the handful of leaf. The handful of leaf that you need to awaken means the essential Dhamma, the Four Noble Truths, the Three Turning, all those essential Dhamma that spin off from the Four Noble Truths, the essence of his teaching. So all those things, they were taught, they were explained very clearly over the 1.25 years, the Heart Sutta was 15 months. All of the Heart Sutta lesson 1-2, lesson 40-something, because of the short note taken, and we decide to compile into a book. That one should thank Pamasuri and Sister Lee, because they determined to do it. Then later on, a few of them came and helped, including Manya, because there were 40 over lesson or 40 over chapters of sharing, lessons of sharing. So all those short notes that we develop, I have to I have to do the editing, because the draft short notes initially was like haywire, completely out. But the keyword that she wrote down there was important. We are from the keyword that is written down, I can recall what I share. So I summarize it out. Then later on, as she understand, Sister Lee, her short note become better. Then I find it easier to do the editing. And after we edit, they want to compile into a book. Then I have to actually combine all this 40-word chapter into one word file, I think. That one, I think, Padma Suri and Brother Steele help out a lot. Then I have to ask Kayamita to help to do the proofreading. We did many rounds, I think, proofreading. We break it out into like 10 chapters each or what. Then certain Kayamita do certain aspect. Then the final copy sent to me, I do the editing myself, the final editing, including the preface and all those things. So this is how the book come about. Then after the book come about, I realized a lot of people learn very fast. Even this year, the retreat, the Penang people are different. Especially last year and this year. They told me, Brother Ho, is it, after so many years in the Dhamma, these people from Penang, they are 20, 30 years, some 30 plus years in the Dhamma already. They told me they didn't know that the real Buddhist teaching got so much very good teaching. Not until I explained, they didn't understand. What they learned in Penang, those Dhamma, was different, is it? Nobody can explain all this, connect the teaching together, and explain how it is related to life. How to link it to the daily life. Then some of them told me, after 20 over years, they feel like no point going to the Dhamma class or the Dhamma session. Well, most of the things that is taught to them are the routine, like dana, then whatever Dhamma they share are the usual, normal one, which is not really effective. And they find it not beneficial. That's why a lot of them came and talked to me. They say, Brother Teo, they say, thank you so much. Not until we really heard all this, we didn't really know that the Buddha's teaching is so comprehensive and has so much useful understanding behind, so that they can develop the understanding of life and use it to live life, to improve their life, to transform themselves, to develop the real cultivation and all those things. So these two books has great significance. So you make sure you go through it, understand it. Then the other transcript books are also useful. When you are free, when you have condition, you read them. Then, like I say, you understand clearly what the teaching is all about. Then you just have to understand the essential teaching. What you must do to train your mind. What you must do to develop the ability to understand his teaching. Then how to develop heedfulness. Then how to, from heedfulness, develop the two quality of heedfulness, ever mindful to cultivate the meditation as taught by the Buddha, which is Noble Eightfold Path, which Brother Song has developed the understanding to put it into practice. And there are many levels as you go through. Even after you able to go through the sainthood way, you connected with the understanding, but your mundane mind is still actively coming to question a lot of things. And the habitual tendencies are all there. And even your mindfulness can see, sometimes the thought will come in. You think you already what and what and what, but you still have this, you still. Forget about the thought, understand? Because the form of mind is a form of mind. Form of mind has this tendency. But the wisdom that is connected is very important. When it's connected, when things happen, don't use your brain, don't use your thought. straight away go to your heart, use the understanding. So when you act with understanding, you realize the Dhamma come out. Right view to accept the reality of the moment. Then at peace. So all this understanding will come out. Then it will not be like the old way, the happy chandra. Ayo, how come my mind still got this type of thought? How come I still react? How come I... All this is from the thought, the egoic mind, the I. Who react? Nobody react. Anger is not you, like I always say. That's why I contemplate until very clear. Fear is never you. When you're silent, it ceases to be. Then you realize clearly, no more knowledge, that these are conditioned arising mind state, not real, not what you think. Then when this understanding sinks in, deepened through the contemplation and the understanding, then this understanding will one day surface. Then at any time, anywhere, any place in life, the moment the sixth sense door experience anything, that understanding will come out. That is what Yoniso Manasikara is all about. You know what is Yoniso, is that? Wise attention at the moment of sense experience. That's why this wisdom, Yoniso Manasikara, must arise at the moment of attention. Manasikara is attention. Then when you have this wisdom, your problem is gone. No more of this and that. No more why like that, why like that. There is nobody inside there to ask that question. Thing is just the way it is. At peace, at peace, at peace. Then you know how to use this for my mind. You need to arise, rise. Need to use, use. Otherwise, just let it be. Then you know what accord and flow is all about. Like I share in the short note recently. Accord and flow means when there is condition, then only you manifest. When there is no condition, let it be. Then you learn how to see sign. The latest one is the sign when it comes, means the causes and condition, you will know. There are only two possibilities. Either that being has the karmic condition to receive your advice, or to have the condition to come and meet up with your nature. Then the other one is affinity. Means in the past, that being has affinity with your nature in the past. And because of the affinity, it come back. Then you know there is condition to share. There is condition to advise. There is condition to do things. Otherwise, no point. Just let it be. When there is no condition, nothing happens. Even your friend or Kayamita very close to you, bring the friend or whatever. No point. No condition means no condition. Let it be. When there is condition, your nature will know. And that is the later part of the practice and cultivation. Then you can see sign. You can understand. Then you will know. You're supposed to go. If you don't go, the sign keep on coming. Then you know you must go. Then sometimes you're supposed to go, but suddenly the sign arrives, the condition change. Then insight will tell you, not meant to be, don't go. That's why I just change my decision, I will cancel it. Then sometimes very funny, no condition means no condition. You agree already also, something else happened. No? Then you have to change whatever that is, has been agreed upon. Then sometimes I thank, but I say very sorry. We can't have it. But of course, I don't have to explain that there is no condition. I just say, I'm not free, or something else happened. So, cultivation, when the understanding and the wisdom is developed, it will unfold in a very, very unique way, very beautiful way. So these are all very, very important pointers. And this will be useful later on for most of the cultivator who has already developed the understanding and now moving on. Because some of this teaching, when there is condition, it will come out. It will come out. Especially the last 2 over years. 2 or 15 beginning until now. It started end of 2014, but you read the blue book, it's all explained inside there. Yeah. Then that blue book got a lot of things for those who go the Bodhisattva way. And the vow will take you along. The affinity will take you along. That's why develop the ability to cultivate affinity. Affinity can come in many ways and very easy. Just have faith in the great being that you have condition to be that way. Even this year's retreat, that great being, Junti Phusa, he came, the nature came. That's why it's very different. Then for those who have the faith and the affinity, they vow. Their faith is so strong. And Junti is a very, very unique Bodhisattva. This is the only one that took the vow. You have faith in her, and you chant her whatever mantra, it can really clear your karmic obstruction and karmic negativity one. But you have to chant 800,000 times. So not easy. You might as well tell yourself, hey, relative, is there anyone I chant one time, counting one? You think so easy. Junti already perfected until like that, also need to chant 800. Because that one, at the retreat, somebody asked me the question, is it possible to neutralize your karma or do away with your karma? I said there are ways to ask for forgiveness, repentance, then it can dissolve. But certain type of karma, like the second to the sixth jatena, they stay with the thing, the form and mind for eternity. So that one actually technically you cannot wipe off. But it's if Junti's vow can. So not easy. But certain unique vow of certain great beings, they can do very wonderful things. Okay, we better end. Already 10 minutes exceeding the 10:30. Shall we rejoice? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then for PG and Padmasuri, maybe next Tuesday, you all can share. Okay, now we will recall to mind all the wholesomeness that we have developed. Then we shall share this merit with all beings, starting with the devas. Akasata cha bhumata deva naga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakantu loka sasana itta vata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo devo asatu kalena sasa sampati hito ca fito bhavatu loko ca raja bhavatu dhamiko ena punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you can pay respect to Triple Jam. Let me end. Also, we have to thank Sister Pramasuri and Bertil for allowing us to use their house to have this Thursday class sharing. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So next Thursday, cancer class. We are election. Check with Suyan. We see how it goes. Election. I don't know what is it. If let's say the result come out, you all want the class or not? It's one day after that. Our next Thursday is 10. But Tuesday class we are having it. We want to invoke power of merits. So, no, sometimes we also worried if that day you all come, then you have to go home late, then anything can happen, but not likely. I look at it, not likely. Even let's say the change of government happened, but I don't think anything will happen. But I leave it to you. You want to have the class, you can. Otherwise, you can cancel it. Because a lot of you will be having late night that night, following the result. and you want to. Yeah, a lot of them back hometown also. So we might still cancel it so that we can have a full day of joy to follow. They say this is more interesting than any other election. This is the mother of all election. And it can be very, very interesting. But this time is a real fight. Real fight. Both are very strong, very formidable. But one has clear-cut advantage because they are the incumbent. But the other one also have very good reason to be given a chance to take over. And with our tun there, tun can actually make a lot of difference to the outcome. At his age, I also like most people, how can he be so healthy and so strong to still have that type of willpower and to go around and deliver all these speeches? Because he believes in what he wants to do. That's how I feel it. And I think he's a great statement, despite what he has done earlier on. But he has also done a lot of great things, good things. So we see how it goes. We have a rest. And no problem. Then we will have our good holiday. It seems if either party win, on the 10th is a holiday then. But if the other one win, 11th was a holiday. Then Saturday, Sunday, all follow one shot. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Wow, you got 5 days of holiday. Okay.